Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. Be blessed you this morning, O God. Father God, we favor you this morning, O God. We say that you are the greatest. Of course, Sheikh Muhammad Ali thought he was the greatest, but you are the greatest. And you are eternal. Oh, Father, no king like you. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are the most high God. You are the most powerful God. Nobody can match your matchless grace. You live forevermore. We lift your name on high this morning. We say that you are the mighty King. You are the mighty God. You are the King of Kings. Bible story land belong to you, O God. I thank you, O God, that you are righteous. You are holy. You are faithful. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are a banner over us. There is no place that you are not. You are everywhere, all at the same time. You are Jehovah Shalom, a mighty peacemaker, the Lord of peace. Where there's confusion, peace will take place. Take over. You are Jehovah Shaboth. You are the Lord of hosts. You are Jehovah Gamola. You are the God of recompense. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you that you called us to serve you, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Roah, the strong one that sees. You are Jehovah Shaddai, the Almighty. Jehovah Mokoshe Olam, the everlasting God. You are Abba, Father, the King of Kings. You are our advocate. You are the Almighty. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the Amen. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the beginning and the end. You are Jehovah El Ohim. The most powerful God. Jehovah Adonai. You are Lord. Have your way this morning, O God. Have your way. You are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, you are present. You are here. You are there. You are everywhere. There is no place that you are not. You are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer. We walk in divine health and healing every day. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, a righteous God. And what you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are providing everything that we need. And Father, we lift your name on high this morning, O God. There is no arm like your arm. Oh, Father God, your arm is full of power and might. Lord, you have a mighty arm. You have a strong hand. Your right hand is high. Stretch out your arm and deliver us and rid us of all our bondage, O God. Lord, let us fear and dread. Let dread and fear fall upon the enemy, O God, by the greatness of your arm until it pass over. Favor us, O God, and let your right arm bring us into your possession. Break Rahab in pieces and scatter your enemies with your strong arm. Let your hand establish us and let your arm strengthen us. Your right hand, your holy arm, Mokoshe, give us victory. Mokoshe Bakade, show lightning down. Nene Keshe, your arm against our enemies. Nene Keshe, have your way this morning, O God. We trust in your arm for our salvation, O God. Awake, awake, and put on Mokoshe, and put on strength. O arm of the Lord, awake. As the Ancient of Days, cut Rahab and wound the dragon. Make bare your body, your holy arm, Mokoshe, in the sight of all nations. Make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations, and let all flesh see your salvation. Show strength with your arm and scatter the proud. Reveal your arm unto us, that we might know your strength and power. Let the power of your hands be released in our lives in the name of Jesus. So we thank you this morning that you are the great and mighty King. We thank you this morning that we could call upon your holy name. Well, good morning, everyone. What a wonderful day it is to praise our Father. You are welcome on Bible Storyland this morning. We are rejoicing. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are thanking Father God for the elderly. We are thanking Father God for families. We are thanking Father God that he arose, his son Jesus arose on the third day. We are rejoicing over the goodness of our King. He is Lord, and he rose and is with the Father, interceding for you, interceding for me on our behalf. Isaiah 53, 1 through 12, starting at verse 1 through verse 12. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul. He shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. There will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. He lives forevermore. And he reigns. He rules. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I thank God for his word this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. He is King. He is Shepherd. He lives forevermore. He rules, he reigns, he lives forevermore. Hallelujah. I thank God that he is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The presence of the victorious Christ gives us reassurance. Isaiah 53:12 says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercessors for the transgressors. Matthew 12:20, a bruised reed shall not break, and smoking flax shall not quench, till he send for judgment unto victory. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. 1 Corinthians 15:24, then cometh the end, when we shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have pulled down all rule and all authority and power. Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 6:2, and I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Revelation 17:14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, and the Lord, he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this morning we have a great woman of God from Houston, Texas. She's faithful to Bible Storyland. She comes on weekly and plays awesome music to the glory of God. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Gloria. Carita.
How are you this morning?
I'm going to do my first song, and that is He Lives in My Heart Today.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Woo, that was beautiful. He lives in my heart today. And that's how he is with his children. He lives in our hearts today. And I thank God that he allows us to call on his name. Not only that, he hears us and he answers us. Not only that, he also talks with us. You know what the song says? He walks with me, he talks with me in the garden. So I thank God for Jesus. He is a risen Savior that we serve today. Well, this morning, we have a mighty man of God on with us this morning. You know, the Word of God says that he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Why did he give them? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head of Christ. Our speaker today is full of the word, and his name is Minister Thurman Tutson. So I'm going to allow God to speak through him. Good morning, Minister Tutson. How are you?
Good morning, my sister Corey. How is everything with you?
Amen. Awesome. I'm just elated this morning that the Lord woke me up, started me on his way this morning.
Yes, yes, it is truly a blessing. Let us all begin by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we have a God who is worthy, truly worthy to be praised. For this is our Easter weekend, our Passover weekend, and we have so much to be thankful for. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took our burdens to the cross. And it's this reason that we're here today, to honor him, to glorify him on this day that we're recognizing seniors. So before I go any further, let me first pray. Father God, in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I thank you for this opportunity to speak unto thy children as the oracle of God. From this moment forth, let every word that flow from this old mouth of clay be from you and not from me, so that your children may be edified, so that you may be glorified from all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to begin on this Seniors' Day. I'd like to share a little bit of my personal testimony about a senior who is near and dear to me. You see, I have the privilege of attending to my mother the first thing in the morning. So I'm so honored with this opportunity to give back to her a taste of the love and care she has shown me all my life. My mother is 91 years old. The love, the joy, the wisdom, and the family history she shares with her children is priceless. And I truly thank God for my mother. She is and always will be God's example of selfless love to me on this earth. And with that being said, our texts will be coming from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is the book of wisdom and the book of godly instructions on how we are to live our lives that are to please God in all that we say and do. And our text will be coming from Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to read the first and second verse. And the word of the Lord says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Amen. Thank God for title of the message that the Lord gave me is, you're never too young and you're never too old. Age is just a number. This is Seniors Day, but I want you to know it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you get. We are all God's children, those who trust and believe in Christ Jesus. And as long as you're living upon this earth and abiding in the will of God, God has a purpose. God has a plan for your life. You know, Abraham was 100 years old before he became the father of many nations. And Moses was 80 years old before he became the deliverer of Israel. You can't and never outlive your usefulness to God on this earth. And there is a threefold blessing to all those who remember and keep the Lord's commandment. He promised you length of days, long life, and peace. So let's look at the text. First one, his first promise. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments for length of days. His first promise. He said, for length of days, if my children listen to me and do as I say, and you have a long and good life. He says, I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in a straight path. If you live a life guided by wisdom, you won't limp or stumble as you run this race that God has given us. So carry out my instructions, says the Lord. Don't forsake them. Guard them, for they will lead you to a fulfilled life. And that came from Proverbs 9, 10 through 11. You see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One, talking about Jesus, results in understanding. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. The key to length of days is wisdom. To gain and maintain wisdom, we must continually study. We must continually study God's word daily, then apply it to our everyday lives. Doing those things in love and fulfilling the will of God for our lives. Because age is just a number. Second promise God gave us in the text. He said, he has promised you long life. For the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:10 through 13, if you want a happy life and good days, he says, for whoever of long life and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So guard your heart and watch over your tongue. For continued long life. Do good. Age is just a number. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. His third promise. He promised you peace. Christ Jesus said in John 14, 12, 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For God raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we were seated with him in the heavenly realms, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. And so God can always point to us, the seniors, examples of the incredible wealth of his favor and kindness toward us. as shown in all that he has done for us through Christ Jesus. The prophet Isaiah said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Somebody shout, glory!
Glory!
Thank you, Jesus. With Christ's help, let us continue to offer our sacrifice of praise to God by proclaiming the glory of his name. Age is just a number. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." In all, oh my God, what a God we serve. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In my conclusion, and prayer for all, let us continue to serve God with all our heart upon this earth, wholeheartedly. Let us serve him. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And his children and all the children of God said, amen. God bless you. May the word be a blessing to all those who are at the sound of my voice. Let us remember that this is Easter weekend. And over these Passover events, Jesus gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God bless you all.
Amen. What an awesome word. Awesome word. Well, I am so happy to hear about your mother and that she's 91 years young, amen, and that you're still taking care of her. What an awesome thing it is to take care of our parents after, you know, they took care of us for so many years, to give them back the gift of taking care of them. So I praise God for the word this morning. You're never too young and never too old. Age is just a number, the title of his message. Never too young and never too old. God put that purpose in us, and as long as there's breath in our body, that purpose is coming forth. He said, you know, there are threefold blessings. Keep the promises of the Lord. Live in wisdom. And you know what? He didn't know, but we have been studying in Proverbs a long time about, we have been studying in Proverbs on boys to men, girls to ladies for months. We've gone from Proverbs. Right now we're in chapter 6 of Proverbs. So I thank God for the word. You know how God know how to tie everything together. That wisdom that Solomon teaches his son, Rehoboam. He said, you know, son, you know, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. And Solomon prayed for that wisdom. So I thank God for Minister Tutson this morning, the word that he brought forth about the threefold blessings that God has for us and how, you know, we can have long life is promised to us. And we have to trust in the Lord, he said, with all of our heart. You know, many days I lean to my own understanding. And I tell you what, it get me in trouble. You know, when the Lord said go right and it don't seem right to me and I go left, that's leaning to my own understanding. When the Lord says sit down and be still and I continue to watch TV or wash dishes or go out, do what I want, that's leaning to my own understanding, not to his. And sometimes the Lord tells us things that make no sense to us. But when we do it, then we say, oh, Lord, that's what you were telling us. So we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, as Minister Tutson so beautifully brought the word this morning. I thank God for you, man of God. We appreciate you and the fact that you give up who you are to bring forth the word of God. So God bless you.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
All right. So this morning we have another faithful woman of God, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida, with that awesome voice. Good morning, Jackie. Are you ready? She's on, but she may have her phone on mute. Well, Jackie, when you get ready to sing, just let me know. All right. Well, we serve a risen Savior today. You know, he's in the world. He lives in us. He lives in us. And so we have to yield to the Spirit of the Most High God. When we yield to him, you know, a lot of people say, you know, something told me that. No, God told you that. Of course, if it wasn't right, it was the devil who told you. But it says, whose voice will we believe? We will believe the voice of the Most High God. And when we are close to God, he says, my sheep know my voice, and another voice they will not hear or answer. So we got to know his voice. We are his sheep. How do we get to know his voice? Stand in a secret place, shutting down ourselves, just listening to him, coming closer with him. He will hear us. But do we hear him? Because he's speaking. Do we hear him? You know, a lot of people, when they say, when you tell people, well, you know, God told me such and such, you know, a lot of people don't believe you. They think that he stopped speaking way back with the apostles. God still speaks to his people today. Do we listen? Now, he don't always just speak audibly. Sometimes he speaks in the weather. Are we listening? Sometimes he may speak through a child. Are we listening? We got to know the voice of God. He speaks all kinds of ways. He didn't just come in the garden and speak to Adam and Eve. He said he's no respecter of persons. So he comes to us and he speaks to us too. Thank God he does. Because a lot of we would be in trouble if we didn't hear from the Most High God. Don't you know many times he'll come in dreams, come in visions, and then he'll give us interpretations of them. So we have to pay attention because God is speaking. Trust me, he's speaking to his people. When we get in that still, quiet place, he will speak to you. I hear some people say, oh, I wish I could hear the voice of God. You know, obey it when you hear it. He's speaking. When you obey, the more you obey the voice of God, the more powerful that is, stronger his voice will get in you. So listen to the voice of God. He's speaking. But the fact is, do you have a lot of demonic wax in your ear? How do we clean out our ear? By reading the word of God aloud. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Read it aloud and clear out all of that demonic wax out of your ear so that you can hear the voice of God. The Lord is speaking to us, and he speaks powerfully. He don't just, you know, speak to some people and not to others. He's speaking to all of us. He loves his children. You know, the Lord suffered and died to redeem us, his children. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. John 12:23 says, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which dieth for them. He rose again. Hallelujah. He rose again. Revelations 5:9. and they sing a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us unto God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Christ died for us so we could have abundant life. But what are we doing? Are we crucifying him again? You know, I crucified Christ many times, knowingly and unknowingly, stubbornness, rebellion in me. I had to repent and say, Father God, would you please forgive me for everything that I did against your will. And don't you know he's quick to forgive us of all of our sins? He don't hold it against us when we say, Lord, forgive us. Now, the other side, whatever we've done, there are consequences for sin. Even though he forgive us, we set consequences in motion when we disobey God. So we have to remember, before we do a thing, think through what we're doing. Think about what we're doing. Think about it. Say, listen, would this please my Father if I do this? When thoughts come, you know, think about it. Is this thought from the Lord? Should I do this or should I do that? What's going to be the consequences? What's going to happen to me if I don't obey the Lord? Consequences will happen. You know, just like you tell your children something, you say, now listen, I want you to do this today. Now, if you do this, here's the promise. This is what you're going to receive. But if you don't, here are the consequences. That's how Father God is. There are rewards for obedience, and there are consequences for disobedience. So we have to learn to obey our Father because he speaks to us on a daily basis. He don't just speak to some people and forget other people. He speaks to us on a daily basis. So I want you to know that God lives even today. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the hoar-headed people, the gray-headed people. We honor our elderly today. We decree that and declare that our elderly will have a closer relationship with Father God than ever before. We decree and declare salvation for the elderly that are not saved. You know, many elderly have not given their lives back to the Lord. God gave them life, and he's given them abundant life. But they refuse. They live by the flesh. And so we're praying today, we're decreeing and declaring that those elderly who have not given their lives to the Lord will do so even today, that they will not wait. We decree and declare excellent health for our senior citizens. You know, a lot of times sin brings on ill health. Things that we do in the flesh make us sick. Sometimes we say, oh, God put this, we did it. That's one of those consequences. We decree and declare that our seniors will begin to hunger and thirst for more of God, more righteousness. We decree and declare that our elderly will be respected as never before. We think that just because we go to church every Sunday that we are saved or that we are doing what God said. No, that's not the only thing. It's like we have to have a relationship with God. He said, I don't know you. Who are you? You don't talk to me? You don't listen when I talk to you? Who are you? I don't know you. Get away from me. Don't you know? I know I do, and I pray that you want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, we can't just go sit on the church pew every Sunday. Just like Minister Tutson said, he put a purpose in us no matter what age we are. Are we living that purpose every day? Are we, you know, what about the homeless? What about the poor? Are we seeing to the needs of the people of God? Or are we, you know, praying for people? Are we fasting and praying? Are we giving up who we are? Are we denying ourselves for the cause of Christ? We have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross on a daily basis and follow what God wants us to follow. We are not put here on this earth for naught. God put a purpose in us. He put a plan in us. And he wants us to follow his plan no matter what. You know what? Jesus followed the plan of God. All kinds of things came up against Jesus. But guess what? He followed God. He followed the purpose. He lived here, and he followed that purpose that God put on the inside of him. Now, you know what? God is faithful to us, and he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. His word says in Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Acts 3:14. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you. Acts 3:15. And kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witness. Acts 4:33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 10:39. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Acts 10:40. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. So I thank God for his word. He's letting us know that even though Jesus died, he arose. He didn't just lay in that grave. He arose. And don't you know he lives forevermore? He lives forevermore. He lives forevermore. He is risen. He didn't just die and stay in the grave. He rose up 3 days, just like it was prophesied. He rose on the third day. Now, you know, today is Senior Citizens Day. We're talking to the elderly. And I want to tell you that there is a story in the Bible, in the book of Ruth. And Ruth was a mighty woman of God. She didn't start off like that. The story goes that there was a man named Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi. And they went to a country because they were starving in their land. There was no food to eat. So they went to Moabite country. And the Moabites, you know, they were people who they were told not to serve God. They had a law, a decree, that they would not enter into the assembly of the Lord up to 10 generations. They were not to serve the Lord. So Elimelech and his wife Naomi had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, and they went to the Moabite country. Well, after they were there for a while, you know, and their sons were beginning to grow up, Elimelech died, and his wife Naomi became a widow. Now, while they were in the land of the Moabites, Chilion and Mahlon married. They married Moabite women. And remember I said these Moabite women, they didn't know God. They were forbidden to serve God. Well, the sons married two women, Ophrah. One was named Ophrah, and the other one was named Ruth. And, you know, they were married a few years, and after so many years, they lived there for about 10 years, Chilion and Mahlon died. And that left Naomi with just her two daughters-in-law. Well, Naomi you know, said to her daughters-in-law, she said, listen, you know, I'm not going to have any more sons. I'm too old. Go back to your country. Stay in your country. Go back to your family. Go back to your family. And so they said, no, no, we're going to follow you. So Naomi and her daughter-in-law, you know, they were getting ready to, she was getting ready to go back to her own country where they were from, where they came from, in Bethlehem in Judah. So Naomi told her daughter-in-law, she said, listen, my name used to be, you know, Joy, and, you know, her name was, you know, she was a woman of faith, and her name means companionship, friendship, fellowship. She was so happy with her husband and her two sons and her, and then, you know, her daughter-in-law. But after all of these things happened to her, she became bitter. You know, in her old age, she said, don't call me Naomi no more. Call me Mara. Now, Mara, you know, meanings, names had meanings during biblical times. And even now. So we have to be careful what we name our children. Well, she said, name me Mara. I'm bitter. You know, all these things the Lord let happen to me, these things trouble me. So, you know, she began to cry. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth kissed her, and they held her. And she said, you all go back. And so Oprah decided to go back. Oprah went back, you know, to her family. But Ruth said to her, she said, no, I'm not going back. She said, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. She said, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die. Wherever you are buried, I will be buried there. So Ruth stayed with her mother-in-law, and they went back to the country of Bethlehem. Now, while they were there, you know, they didn't have any means of support. But Naomi had come from a good family. And so Ruth decided she was going to take care of her mother-in-law. Now, how many daughters-in-law do you know that take care of their mother-in-law? I know one here. She lives here in the city of Jacksonville. And I mean, she took care of her mother-in-law just like it was her own mother. So because Naomi's, you know, she didn't have sons anymore. Her husband was gone. Ruth loved her mother-in-law so much, and she took care of her. She went into the fields and gleaned. She started to work with the people in the fields, and she picked up, you know, the wheat so that they could eat. And while she was there, she met one of Naomi's relatives, and his name was Boaz, and he owned the field where Ruth was gathering the grain. Now, he came into the field and he heard about Ruth and how she was taking care of her mother-in-law. So he admired her. Now, he was a man of outstanding character, and his name was Boaz. And, you know, Ruth was from the Moabites, and like I said, she didn't believe in God, but she took on her mother-in-law's God. She said, your God is going to be my God. Your people are going to be my people. Where you go, I'm going to go. So she, when she got to Naomi's country, she started working there in the fields, and she met a man of great character, outstanding character, Boaz. And so Naomi told her, you know, go, my daughter. And she said, work into the field. So she worked in the fields hard. I mean, she did hard work every day. And so Boaz heard about her, and they told him good things about Ruth. He said, she came here with her mother-in-law. She was not a people of our religion, but she came here, and she's taking care of Naomi, and you know, who's an elderly woman, and she's looking after her, and she's taking care of her, and she respects her. And she took on our God because of Naomi. Now, how many other people take on our God because of us, no matter what age we are? Do we live a life like, you know, Naomi honored God, she respected God, she knew who God was. She acknowledged God. She obeyed God. And so Ruth saw the God in her and said, listen, I love your God because you love your God. I honor your God because you honor your God. She saw the God in Naomi, and she began to honor Naomi's God, and she took on God as her God, as her personal God. How many of us have taken on God as our personal God? And so Boaz saw Ruth working in the fields, and he went over to her, and he said, okay, I heard about you, my daughter. He said, I heard about the good things that you've been doing. He said, continue to work here. Stay with those women that are in the field, and you'll be safe if you stay around them. So she listened, and she did what Boaz said. And Ruth and Naomi, you know, they began to talk about Boaz. She said, well, what did he do? She said, well, he told me that I can, you know, continue to glean in the fields. I continue to pick up the wheat. So he did. So she would be protected, and the men watched over the women while they worked. So Ruth stayed among the young women just like Boaz told her. So now Naomi had a plan for Ruth's marriage. She didn't want Ruth to live out all of her days and be single because Ruth was still a young woman. So she gave her a plan what to do. Now, you know, there's a respectable plan, and there's a plan that's not respectable. But Ruth followed Naomi's respectable plan, and she did what she told her. She told her where to go and what to do when she found, she said, Boaz is going to be there tonight. They're going to be drinking, and they're going to be, you know, having a royal feast. So you go and wait till he's asleep and uncover his feet. And that meant something to Boaz, but they never slept together. They remained pure. And Boaz said, I'm going to go speak to the elders and see if this is the thing we should do, if we should get married. And whatever they say, that's what we're going to do. How many of us obey our elderly when they tell us something? We say, oh, that's old fogey. We don't want to do that. You know, we have to listen to the elderly. The elderly in Christ is who I'm speaking about. The elderly, the wise elderly, those who've given themselves, those who live for the Lord, they have wisdom. So Naomi told Ruth what to do. She obeyed Ruth. And then Boaz assumed responsibility for Ruth. He said, okay. So he decided that Ruth would be his wife. Now, mind you, God has a plan. Ruth, later on, Ruth became David's great-grandmother. And if you read in Matthew 1, when you see all the genealogy of Christ, you will see where God had a plan for Ruth's life even before she was born. He knew how he was leading her, but he didn't lead her until she said, your God is going to be my God. She gave her life to the Lord first, and then she became in the lineage. She came into the lineage of Christ. So I want to tell you that when we obey God and we do what the Lord tells us to do, he takes us into plans that he has for us, and he allows us to be blessed, to be highly favored, to receive his blessings. And he has many blessings for his children. So, you know, Ruth was an awesome woman of God because she decided to follow God. She honored God. She had leadership abilities. Ruth was a Moabite woman. She was widowed at an early age, but she found, you know, that she had to face some options. Should she go with her mother-in-law to a foreign land, or should she stay with her own family? Well, she chose, you know, the better thing, to go into her mother-in-law's country, not knowing those people, not knowing how they would treat her, but by faith she went. And she was a woman. even though she was of the Moabite race, she noticed her mother-in-law had good character. So, you know, a lot of times we take on the character of those that we are around. And because she saw her mother-in-law was a good woman, an humble woman, and she praised God, Ruth wanted that for herself. Now, remember, Oprah turned back. Oprah wasn't seeking God like Ruth was. So the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now all these things shall be added unto us. So all those things were added unto Ruth because she seeked God first. And that's how Ruth met Boaz. And God had a plan for their lives. And the book of Ruth tells us it's about a story of love and respect between two women who are from different worlds. Ruth, you know, she was gentle and loving. She was a Moabite. But she cared so deeply for her mother-in-law, Naomi, that she was willing to come out of her comfort zone and go to a world that she didn't even know about and worship a God she didn't even know. She wasn't brought up knowing God, the Most High God, the only true God. But Ruth submitted herself to her mother-in-law's directions, and she obeyed her mother-in-law. And you know, she eventually married Boaz, and they had a son together. You know, God had a plan for Ruth's life, but he didn't enact that plan until she said, your God is going to be my God. She accepted God as her Lord, as her Savior. So when she did that, she came into a new life, and she married Boaz, who was a man of God. He stood for righteousness. And as I said, they had a son, and that son, their son grew up, and he had a family, and he had a son. So, you know, Boaz looked out for Ruth's welfare in the field, and then later on, they fell in love with one another, and they got married. And as I said, they had a son, and down through him came the lineage of Christ. Thank God that when we obey God, you know, he has a purpose and a plan, but we need to obey him. So Ruth was one to obey. You know, there's a little bit of static on the line, so if you're moving around, would you mute your phone, please? So he was, Boaz married Ruth. They had a son, and the lineage of Christ came forth. So I thank God for his plan. But because of Ruth, because of who Ruth was, she was the type of woman who saw something in Naomi. Now, her daughter-in-law, her other daughter-in-law, Orpah, she didn't see a lot, as much as Ruth saw in Naomi. But she went back and served their God, the God of her country. She turned back, but Ruth went forward. And that's how Ruth was able to come into the lineage of Christ. And she followed Christ. Now, it says, this is the genealogy. Now, listen, in Ruth, the fourth chapter, it says, then Naomi, I'm going to back up a little bit. Then Naomi, then the women said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, who had not left you this day without a close relative. And may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be you. To you a restorer of life, a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became his nurse. Also the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called him the name Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David. And now this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hebron, Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahson. Nahson begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. And Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. So these were mighty men of God. And you know, of course, David is in the genealogy of Christ. So we're thankful for the word of God. You know, today as senior citizens, today, as I said before, we are honoring our seniors. And I thank God for women like Ruth who have, you know, turned from wickedness. They have turned from wickedness and followed God. Well, is there anyone on the line this morning that need prayer? Press 1 if you need prayer. Well, let's see, there's Jackie. Jackie, are you on with us? Okay, she doesn't hear me right now. Her phone is on mute. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, it's rushing, trying to get everything together here.
All right, yeah, I called up you early on.
Huh? Good to be alive this morning.
Amen, amen. You ready to sing to the glory of God?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
I'm trying to wait on, you know, somewhere, but I'm good. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand. Lord, forgive me, y'all. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. Well, and while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Amen.
Hold my hand, Lord. Be my friend. Oh, that was a... Huh? What'd you say, Jackie?
I was talking to my neighbor. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling Happy Easter. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Well, I thank God for Jackie singing this morning, Walk With Me, Lord. Hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. And that's what our plea is, that God will continually walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. I thank God this morning that he is Lord, he is King, he is Shepherd. Thank you so much, Jackie. That was an awesome song. So I thank God. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. You know, I miss people when they don't come on, and our friend, they usually come on, David Emmanuel. He had death in his family this week. His wife's brother passed away, so they're gone to the funeral. So, you know, we'll lift them up in prayer and continually pray for my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, who lost her daughter, Aunt Mildred's granddaughter. So anybody else need prayer, press 1. And we'll add you on. Yes, you're on. You're on already. You can state your prayer request.
Oh, yes. This is me, Jackie.
Okay.
I need prayer for all of my patients, for my husband and my children. And pray for my daughter that's going off to college. Pray that she gets everything together so we can get on the pace and hurry up move, so we can get in a hurry up spirit here.
Okay, what's that noise in the background? Oh, okay, it stopped. It stopped now. Okay, so your patients, your cousins, and your daughter?
Uh-huh, my children, my husband.
Okay.
Just pray for me to have, keep stress, keep my strength up and
okay.
my spirits up, Lord.
All
I just
right.
need an uplift. I need an uplifting.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1 if you need prayer. All right. Okay, well, we're going to enter to the throne room this morning. I think a lot of people may have slept in this morning. I miss people when they don't come on, but I thank God for those he sent on. All right. Well, Father God, we just come before your precious throne this morning, and we are so honored that you let us come before your throne, oh God. We, your human, are able to talk to the Most High God and make our requests known unto you. So, Father, we repent before you for every way that we've sinned against you, everything that we've said or done that's against your will. Forgive us, O God, creating us a clean heart, renew a right spirit daily within us, O God. And, Father, we thank you that you are Lord and that you are risen, Lord, that you didn't just die and leave us. You arose on the third day, and we celebrate you today, oh God. We celebrate your goodness. We celebrate you, Father God, because you have been faithful, oh God. And we just honor you as the Most High God. Holy are you, oh God. Righteous are you, our King. And Father, I just come lifting up David Emmanuel's wife and their family and the loss of her brother. We ask you to comfort that family, strengthen the family unit, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that their grieving would not be long or extended, oh God, that you would heal their hearts, Father God, remove any contention or strife or confusion from the family, oh God, that try to come up during these times when we lose loved ones, oh God. But, Father, have your way in that family. Anyone who's not saved in that family, save them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be with the brother who died, his family, Father God. Save any member who's not saved, oh God, and those who are drawn closer to you, Father God. And, Father, we honor you this morning as the great King. Lord, I thank you for my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, comforting them in their loss, oh God. And, Father, you know it's very painful to lose a child, oh God. So, Father, heal Mavis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As she go through the grieving process, let it not be longer than necessary, oh God. Comfort and strengthen her. Give her courage to move forward. Encouragement, oh God. Bless her daughter's children and husband, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for them being protected, provided for, oh God, and heal her husband, oh God, in the loss, oh God. And I just thank you for what you're doing for the entire family, Father God. And, Father, I lift up my surrogate father, Frank, this morning, oh God, who's on the line with us. I thank you for healing his heart. I thank you for strengthening the heart area, every valve in the heart, the four chambers of the heart, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for his blood pumping and functioning the way you want it to, oh God. Cleanse the blood system, oh God. I thank you for strength in his body, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for sending the word and healing him. I thank you that he's healed by every one of those 39 stripes that you took on the cross. And, Father, I lift up your daughter, Jackie, this morning. Every one of the patients that she take care of, all the elderly she take care of, oh, God, I thank you for them being saved, set free, healed, delivered, those that are not saved, those that are saved, draw them closer to you, Father God. All the elderly, even Miss Ludell, I lift her and her family up before you this morning. I thank you for Miss Ludell being on with us this morning, oh God, all the way from Applin, Georgia. Strengthen her body. Be with her family, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for Jackie's cousin being healed and being healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her daughters, her children, her husband. And, Father, your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So, Father, I thank you that we can hope in you, and you do help us on a daily basis. And as she reads your word, oh God, I thank you for casting down that downcast spirit and lifting her up and encouraging her in the most holy faith. And, Father, I thank you for families that come on Bible Story Land weekly, oh God. I thank you for Karen, who is faithful, and Jackie, who's faithful to come on and lift your name on high. I thank you, Father God, for them and their families being blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you for loading them up with benefits every day. And, Father, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is all of our strength, oh God. And we thank you this morning for the speaker who came on and brought the word. We thank you for his family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for him, oh God, refresh and renew him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bless you this day. I honor you this day. Give him a refreshing as never before. As he brought forth your word pouring out into us, I thank you for pouring back into him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We honor you today. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We decree and declare that our territories where we lived, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we live on a daily basis, oh God, I thank you, Father God, for destroying the enemy that would try to come over our territories, Father God, and take over. We say that the enemy is bound, oh God, that our territories are covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that no destruction will come upon us unawares, oh God, that we are redeemed from destruction. We break all the curses of destruction from our family, from our bloodline in Jesus' name. We renounce all pride that would Mokoshe Bakade open the door for destruction. Rescue our soul from destruction, oh God. Send your word and deliver us in the name of Jesus from destruction, Father God. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. In the name of Jesus, we will keep our mouth and avoid destruction. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that lead to destruction. I bind and rebuke the destruction from our gates in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that you are a mighty God in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Lord, that you are risen, Lord, that you are Savior, and you live in the world today. And so, Father God, as tomorrow is considered Resurrection Sunday, O God, we just thank you that you have risen and you live forevermore. We honor your presence this morning, O God, and we bless you, O God. And, Father, we lift up our children, O God, our children, Father God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, O God. And we thank you for safety and peace for this next generation, O God, that they will be blessed and highly favored of you, O God. We thank you, O God. We snatch them back from the hand of the enemy, O God. Put a covering around our children. I plead the blood of Jesus over them for safety, for protection, O God. I thank you that our children, O God, will begin to follow you as never before. They will hunger and thirst for you. I thank you for peace and safety, protection for our children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will begin to hear your voice and obey your voice, O God. I thank you that our children will live out all their days and do the purpose that you sent them here on earth to do. We bless you, O Most High, and we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Are there any testimonies? Testimonies. Press 1. Miss Liddell is on with us this morning. I'm going to put you on the air. Good morning, Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell?
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing. I've been blessed this morning.
Amen. Yeah, I noticed you were on a little bit early. I thank God for you.
Well, yes, ma'am, I was. And I enjoyed your prayer. You just finished the message the preacher man brought. So I've been listening.
Amen. I thank God for you.
I thank you for the prayer, too, you know. I didn't think you were thinking about me, but I thank you for the prayer, too.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I thank God because he assigns people to pray for us. I just pray that they would obey and pray for us like he tells us.
That's true. That's so true.
All right. I thank God for you this morning.
All right, darling. I thank God for you all, you and your partners, that you will continue to do God's work.
Amen. Is it cold in Athlin, Georgia this morning?
Yes, ma'am, it is. How about down there?
It's chilly this morning. It's in the 60s when I looked at the weather report this morning.
Yeah, well, it was cold yesterday morning, too, here. And it's still cold. Windy yesterday, but the wind has ceased now, but it's still cold.
Yes, ma'am.
We thank God for what he's saying.
Amen, amen.
Yes. We're thanking for what he's saying, because what he's saying is good for us.
Yes. Well, I thank God for Miss Liddell. She made her 90th birthday a few months ago, and we thank God for life that he has given her. She's a young woman.
Yes.
Still on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yes, Dolly. I have.
Anybody have a quick testimony this morning?
Well, I say, I thank God for him blessing me those 90 years. You know, it hadn't been easy and hadn't been too smooth, but still he brought me. And I'm able to be here this morning and to hopefully to see in the resurrection that he died and rose, that we all may be here, you know, right now.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
So it's almost
about
that time, huh?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I say in the morning it'll be the time that he rose, you know. Yes, he rose, you know.
Yes.
As Lee Williams can say, he wasn't there, but yet still down in his soul, he felt it.
Amen. All right now.
Right. So I just thank God to be here to witness that so far. And I don't mind testifying and letting somebody else know, you know, that God is good.
Yes, he
all
is.
All the time.
He's an awesome God.
He is.
Yeah, he lives forevermore.
Forevermore. Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes, and we don't just celebrate him tomorrow. We celebrate him every day.
Is arisen. Every day is a risen day for us, you know.
Amen.
Yes. Bless us to see another day. And that's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
I tell you, a blessing from on high, a blessing that only God can give.
Amen.
Because man, he's let you down any time and all time, but God will not. He'll still be by your side.
Yes, he will.
I know he will. I tell you the truth. I really know he will. So
well,
I
want to tell you this morning that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we all need prayer, and we all need pray. So we serve the Most High God, and I want to let you know there's a prophetic prayer conference coming up at Spoken Word Ministries here in Jacksonville, Florida, 1447 Steel Street at the corner of Steel and Blue, April the 27th through the 29th. My pastor is going to be one of the speakers, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, and her pastor, Apostle John Eckhart of Chicago. They're both authors of books. Apostle Kimberly Daniels wrote Prayers That Bring Change, and I often read prayers from her book for the youth and for family. She has so many prayers that we can pray out of her book. And also Apostle John Eckhart wrote a book called Prayers That Rout Demons. So that's going to be an awesome conference, April the 27th through the 29th. I don't want to miss a day of it, a night of it. I'm sorry, no, Sunday is going to be during the day. So we invite you all to come. All to come to that conference. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I love each of you. We appreciate you. We're glad you joined us and look forward to you joining us on Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number to dial in is 1-619-789-4313, the same number you dialed to get on Bible Storyland.
Right.
So look forward to hearing from you on Bible Storyland next Saturday. Tell your friends, family to call in, 8 a.m. East Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, I love each of you, but God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. God bless you. I love you all.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.